You find out your dude is cheating when you accidentally go on vacation with his other girlfriend.
You're listening to Heather and Wicket. Mornings 6 to 10 a.m. on Laser 103.3.
So this is a story out of Idaho.
Okay.
I love saying Iowa so much. I almost said three women decided to go on a road trip vacation together. In the trip, they found out that they were all dating the same man.
That there was a movie like that, right? With Kate Upton.
Is this a chick flick that you've seen that I haven't?
No.
Because you're the chick in this room?
No. Okay. Well, maybe. There was a movie like that where there were two women who thought they were dating a guy. The Other Woman is what it was called.
Okay.
And they thought they were dating the guy, and it turns out he was cheating on both of them. Cameron Diaz was in it. And who was the other lead in the film? Oh, Leslie Mann.
I love her. So she's always the friend.
So Leslie Mann was dating him or married to him, and Cameron Diaz was dating or married. And then there was the other woman was Kate Upton.
Okay.
And so they fought against, you know, trying to scheme. And then they all became friends in the end because it's a rom-com. But this is kind of like that.
Kind of, yeah.
Right? Except no one's Kate Upton in this film.
That's rude.
Sorry, I don't know what they look like.
Leslie
You're right.
Mann,
my bad.
I think, is a lovely example of. She's on those Jergens commercials now with her daughter.
I don't even know what you're.
All right, so this is what it sounds like.
So they sent me a text and they're like, "Hey, we need to know about your relationship with this guy." They're basically like, "Yeah, like we're both dating him too." So I open the front door. He's standing there holding a bouquet of flowers. Mm. He asked me how my day was, and I say, "Yeah, I actually made some new friends today." Flip it, and he sees them on my phone, and his face just priceless.
So all three women went on a trip together?
Yeah. apparently, it was all staggered. It was all staggered. So one of them was dating him for like 7 months. The other one, about a year. It's been going on since 2018, apparently, all together.
All right. Wow.
But they're using their story in hopes of helping others who might find themselves in a similar situation, and they're treating it lightheartedly. They're so cute too. They look fun. Like, I would be friends with these people.
I'm reading the story on ABC News, and by the way, it says instead of getting mad at each other, the three women, Roberts, King, and Tabor, dumped the guy and joined forces, like Cameron Diaz, Leslie Mann, and Kate Upton. In the film, The Other Woman. See, I feel good about this.
Well, since this all went down, then the three of them learned about it. They found out that he was actually dating six women at the same time.
Okay, so
it wasn't just them. This guy really.
I mean, how many guys are listening to this and being like, "That guy's a baller"? And then there are some guys that are like, "How do you juggle three women, or how do you juggle
six women?" I mean, I'm a handful. Like,
right. Like, you're the equivalent of six women.
I feel that's true.
Because did he make it abundantly clear to any of them that they were in a serious relationship? Or was this like six Tinder chicks or three Tinder chicks
that he was
dating?
That's very different,
right?
Obviously, if you're not.
But wow. So what do you do when you find out you're being cheated on? Has this happened to you? What did you do? If you've been cheated on, how'd you find out? 244-1033.
Shockingly, Wicket's never been cheated on.
No, I'm amazing. 244-1033. I honestly don't have a lot of serious relationships in my past. Like, I had one that was kind of serious before I was dating my current wife.
Nothing. I like how you say your current wife,
right?
So you've had more than
one.
Well,
I just want to make sure it's like when I was dating my wife or whatever, you know, not to get that confused. But if you found out that you were getting cheated on, 244-1033, if you want to use a fake name, you can. What did you do? There are some incredible stories on the Laser Facebook page. Wow. I have to edit out a few words and locations for some of these, too, because yowza. We'll get to those coming up.
The Laser, 244-1033.
Everything that rocks, Laser 103.3. Recent story about a guy dating six women at the same time, and three of them found out about it because they ended up going on vacation together.
Yeah, if this sounds familiar, this is the other woman that started Kate Upton and Leslie Mann and Cameron Diaz, but Boise, Idaho style.
So we're wondering about your cheating stories because I know that there are some crazy ones out there. Laser.
The guy showed up at the door because I came back from 2 weeks of training while I was in the Army.
Oh.
He didn't even know she was married.
Ugh.
That is the worst. You're over there serving our country, training hard. I mean, I can't even imagine what it's like to do military training. Wicked sweating thinking about it.
I can't.
That's actually not uncommon for military service members, whether it's a man or a woman service member, for their spouse to cheat. You're gone for even a few days or a few weeks for training. And for some reason, spouses like to play around.
Man.
You know, so often as a chick, it's like dudes, they cheat. But I like that you're bringing up the fact that women suck too.
Yeah.
What is your name, by the way?
Brent.
So when you kick her out of the house, do you ever see her again? Does she try to come crawling back?
Kept talking with her only because her family loved me a lot, and I loved them.
How long were you guys together?
2.5 years at that time. My second wife was 8 years.
Oh,
man. Brent, you're a good man. We wish you the best, and thank you for the stories, and thank you for your service.
Thank you very much.
I wish we had a really awesome chick to hand over to
you. Or a cold beer or something.
Yeah, you know? Something. Well, if we ever run into Brent at a show...
Buy that guy a beer.
All the beer.
Tons of answers on Facebook. Very common one. I found them using a dating site. That's, dating site or an app. That's pretty common on the Facebook page. If you are trying to see where your message went, like you wrote, like Michelle did, yeah, that B messaged me on Facebook to even see if we were still together. A, that's a ballsy thing for the cheating person to do. If you swear on the Laser Facebook page, 9 times out of 10, it gets filtered out.
Yeah.
So just
it's not
so you know.
Us. No, it's Facebook.
Yeah, there are things we don't want on, so if you swore, you're like, oh, where'd that go? That's why Hannah writes, and I have to edit out the place of business where this was at for obvious reasons. The husband randomly showed up on my doorstep to inform me that my wife had been seeing his wife while working at blank. My soon-to-be ex-wife is a supervisor at blank and chose a clerk she was supervising to have an affair with. It didn't stop there. She has now moved on to her boss. And then it goes into more about the place of business, which I will not read on the air. But, whoa.
Whoa. You know what's interesting to me? When people take it upon themselves to out other people. Because in 2021, there are so many definitions of what's acceptable in a relationship. And people make their own rules. So for other people to get involved is interesting to me. Mm-hmm. Because you don't know if what's going on is perfectly okay and consensual.
Yeah.
And people get involved and, oh my God, I saw this person at this place. What's going on?
Casey says that somebody messaged me. The woman messaged me after seeing me on his Snapchat, and she found Tinder on his phone. I mean, what do you have Tinder?
You're just stupid if you have Tinder on your phone.
Yeah, come on.
That's dumb.
Jeremy said, I came home and I DDT'd his naked ass on my living room floor and went ground and pound. End of story, end of marriage. Forgot who she is. My son was hatched from an egg. She's no longer in that life. Mom didn't give birth to his son. He was hatched from an egg. 244-1033.
Laser.
My thing is it wasn't right. I agree. But how is this any different than The Bachelor?
Because The Bachelor is a game show where you know going in that you're competing for someone else's love, alleged love, and these three women or six women had no idea they existed.
Don't think it's right going in and dating all these women.
I don't think that anyone of that caliber, because the people that they get on The Bachelor are pretty great on paper. She's a flight attendant who has her life together, and she's beautiful, and she's competing against a veterinarian who has no college loans. And, these are people...
It's all about the money. I mean, it's all a show. I get it.
Yeah. You put all that aside because you're going to be on TV, and maybe even though you're all together, you have dreams of being an influencer and the lights and the glamour, and it's all very fancy. The morals just go out the window.
used our cheat. You don't like it, get out. Simple as that.
So this all started because six women were being played by a dude. Three of them all found out about it and caught him. Caught him in the act.
And they went on a road trip together. What a fun little... What an experiment to do together. If you want to continue the conversation, it is up on the Laser Twitter page at Laser1033 and on the Facebook page. There are so many more. I mean, the word good is not the right way to describe this. The interesting stories that are coming in are awesome.
Yeah. And if you want us to use the voice changer on you,
yeah,
we will.
Oh, yeah.
We'll make you sound like a cartoon chipmunk.